Hi, it's Ken Oka with the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Today's episode is called Success is About the Bounce, Not the Fall. Your professional success will likely not be based on your talent, but rather your ability to bounce back after failure. It's no fun to talk about failure, but those moments when things don't work out can provide valuable lessons. We tend to look at successful people and not realize that in order to become really good, you have to have your share of mistakes or experience disappointment. Sometimes a success is a product of luck, which can make it difficult to duplicate. Failure can offer a clearer picture of reality. While you don't get a blue ribbon when things turn out poorly, you have a chance to evaluate and improve. Consider these steps to bouncing back from falling professionally. So, what went wrong? Were there things that were out of your control, or did you suffer from a lack of preparation? Professional failure is not like a gruesome car wreck. It does make sense to go back and look at the wreckage. What can be improved? Too often, when a failure happens, someone throws out an entire process. That can be a big mistake. Treat a disappointment like a flight simulator, where your next attempt will be better. What could you teach someone about the failure? Usually, if you know enough about something to the point when you can teach someone, you've mastered the concept. It's also good to share knowledge within an organization. Usually, this is just about when things go right. Consider helping people not make mistakes in the future that you've made. Revisit in 1 year. Celebrate the 1-year anniversary of your failure with a re-examination. I know, it doesn't seem like much fun, but 365 days may change your perspective. Emotions run high when memories are fresh, and they can obscure clear thinking. Through the whole process, keep in mind that the harder a ball falls to the ground, the higher it will bounce up. Would you like to bring me to your next meeting as a keynote or breakout presentation? Find out more about me and my presentations at my website, kenokal.com. While there, you can also watch some clips of me in action and find out more about my book, Stuck on Yellow. It gives you 26 productivity principles you can use right away. And don't forget about my YouTube channel, that's also under my name, Ken Oka. Our weekly productivity series is very popular. I'm Ken Oka. Take care.